Giant Radio Podcast.
The Great Wall of China is the only man-made structure visible from space. Albert Einstein had failed his math class. It's time to bust some myths with Mythbuster! If you are like me, then you love the sound that your finger joints make when you crack them. I do this a few times a week and it is quite satisfying. But it is commonly believed that cracking knuckles is not good, and in some cases also causes arthritis. Is this true? Let's find out. First, let's talk about why our knuckles or other joints make a cracking sound in the first place. There is a special fluid in all our joints that help in their movement and also preserves the bones around the joint. This is called the synovial fluid and is very similar to the motor oil in a car's engine. The fluid also has nitrogen, and the noise of cracking or popping in our joints is actually nitrogen bubbles bursting in our synovial fluid. This sound is usually produced by increasing space between the joints. This causes the gas bubbles in the fluid to collapse or burst, and hence the sound. The bubbles usually take 20 minutes to reform before they can crack again. This makes so much sense. I usually pull my fingers or bend them to crack them. This stretches the space between the joints and the nitrogen bubbles can pop. Can you think of a few more joints that produce this popping sound? Take your time. Let me help you with a few. Number 1, your knees. Number 2, your neck. Number 3, your back. Number 4, your wrist. Number 5, your elbow. Number 6, your shoulder. Number 7, your ankle. And number 8, your toes. How many were you able to think of? Not all of these joints crack due to the nitrogen gas present in the fluid surrounding them. In some cases, the movement of ligaments around the joint can also cause a popping sound. Now, let's come to the question of whether doing this has any harmful effects. Some people believe that this can lead to arthritis, and some people find the activity extremely satisfactory. Studies have shown that knuckle cracking releases nerve energy, and that is one of the main reasons we do it. Many studies have been done on the effects of knuckle cracking. One of the most convincing of these studies come from a California physician who conducted an experiment on himself. Over his lifetime, he regularly cracked the knuckles of only one hand. He checked x-rays after decades of this behavior and found no difference in arthritis between the hands. Doctors also suggest that if one does not experience pain while cracking knuckles, it is safe to do so occasionally. However, indulging in something can be very harmful. And if someone gets obsessed with doing this, there are chances of injury as well. So the myth that cracking knuckles is bad for us is incorrect. Myth busted.